Hasn't been that long since the popular uprisings began in the Middle East, first in Tunisia and then in Egypt, and we immediately began to worry about the rise of terrorist groups, Al-Qaeda specifically. We didn't hear much from Al-Qaeda during the Tunisian Revolution or Egypt as well. The protests there instead seemed to promise a new Arab voice, younger, internet-savvy, pro-democratic. The uprisings were not followed by video releases from extremists or even terrorist violence. That possibly could not be the case. It could be something entirely different in either Libya or Yemen. Joining us now is Michael Scheuer, former head of the CIA Bin Laden Tracking Unit and author of the book Bin Laden. Michael, first, can you explain to us why we may have a different situation in Libya than perhaps in Egypt, in Tunisia, in terms of a response of the terrorist organizations to chaos and the uprisings?
Well, in Egypt and Tunisia, the government's kind of folded up without shooting. And in Libya and in Yemen, they have shot and killed a lot of people. And the only groups that in those countries that are really well organized and military trained are former Islamic insurgents from around the world, who have gone rather around the world to fight. And so I think, you know, the absence of violence in Egypt and Tunisia doesn't say they're not there. It just said they weren't needed. They're obviously needed in Libya and Yemen.
All right. Well, let's talk about Libya here for just a second. I want to play you a comment from General Carter Ham, who's the commander of the U.S. African Command. And I should point out that he did not bring up the issue of Al-Qaeda. He was actually responding to it in a question from a reporter.
Does this present an opportunity for Al-Qaeda or its associated groups, while there is this unsettled nature in Libya, to perhaps establish and maybe in some cases reestablish a foothold from which they could train, organize, or conduct attacks against America? So we're monitoring that very, very closely.
So, Michael Scheuer, have we seen any sign that what General Hamm is talking about there is actually happening?
Well, it wouldn't have to happen because it already happened. Al-Qaeda has been, and other Islamic groups have been in Libya for 20 years or more, have been fighting Gaddafi. One of the reasons we supported Gaddafi after 2003, because like Mubarak and Saleh, he was willing to persecute militant Muslims. So it's really not, the general's a little bit behind times. This is a problem that existed and we knew existed before we started to bomb.
You know, there's another issue here, and that is that should Gaddafi win, or if there's even a stalemate, should Gaddafi retain control of at least a large portion of the country? This is a leader who in the past has used terrorist strikes to gain some kind of revenge against Western powers that he feels have wronged him. And there is the possibility that should he retain power by any measure, he would again turn to terrorist means to lash back.
He might, but even if he survives, he will be from now on fighting an Islamic insurgency in his country. Libya, Tunisia, Mauritania, Morocco, Algeria, Egypt, and even Sudan you could throw in, have sent very large numbers of young men to jihads overseas for the last 30 years. And so even if Gaddafi survives, you're going to see an Islamic insurgency directed against him. I think he'll have his hands full at home. I wouldn't rule out the possibility of him trying to do something overseas, but what we're doing right now is giving air cover to the Islamist movement, whether it's Al-Qaeda or someone else. We're making sure that they're at least going to have a strong foothold in the east around Benghazi when we admit defeat and go home.
But maybe there's another way of looking at this, Michael Scheuer, a former head of the CIA Bin Laden Tracking Unit. I mean, perhaps the fact that Bin Laden had such preeminence in the opposition movements, call them Islamist, whatever you will, in the Middle East, was because other nations didn't support the opposition. They supported the dictators instead. As things change in the Middle East, the opposition will cease being co-opted by Al-Qaeda and will resort to a more normal state where it consists of people with various political agendas. It's against Al-Qaeda.
Well, you have to continue to believe in the media's pipe dream of secular Democrats being popular or numerous in the Middle East.
Well, Bin Laden is also a media pipe dream, too. I mean, you could say that argument about the terrorists everywhere.
Yeah, well, you think so, but I would say that if you looked at Al-Qaeda's goals against the United States, they're beating us every way to Sunday. Listen, when this is over, when Mubarak is gone, if Gaddafi goes, when Saleh goes, the main problem will be how we learn to live with Islamist governments, especially when they begin killing those people that everyone thinks are so numerous, the secular Democrats.
Michael, but we live with an Islamist government. It's called Saudi Arabia, Pakistan.
Oh, I don't have any problem living with them. But we only live with them because we're dependent on them for oil and for buying our debt. If we would not let them subvert our Muslim community in the United States through their preachings unless we were dependent on them.
Well, you know, let me ask you just real quickly, because the last time we spoke to you, you were raising these same fears about Egypt as well. And so far, those fears have turned out to be unfounded. We haven't seen the rise of terrorist groups in Egypt.
I wasn't raising the idea of terrorism the last time we talked. What I raised, was the prospect of Islamic power. And I think if the media had covered the elections closely in Egypt, they would have seen Muslim Brotherhood and Islamist people and Salafists out on the street urging their people to vote. What we're seeing is a trend toward Islam. I'm not saying we should be afraid of that. I just am saying we shouldn't fool ourselves about Democrats.
Well, okay, Michael Scheuer, former head of the CIA Bin Laden Tracking Unit, author of the book Bin Laden, joining us. Gideon, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, you're welcome.
We're talking about the issue of al-Qaeda, whether or not the chaos in Libya may give al-Qaeda a foothold in ways where it perhaps did not in earlier uprising in either Egypt or Tunisia. Obviously, a different case in Yemen as well, where we're dealing with the al-Qaeda in Yemen group, of which we've heard so much in the past. Michael Scheuer, again, author of the book Bin Laden. Thank you.